it's a big one, isn't it, in perspective of this season and your expectations, isn't it?
Without a doubt. I think one of the main goals we had was to try and, you know, sneak into the playoffs after the season we had had last year. And we're right there now, but you know, our biggest rivals for that eighth spot are probably the Bristol Flyers, who we happen to play away at Bristol. And then we play a very good Sheffield team who are coming off the back of a brilliant win over the Newcastle Eagles. So big weekend ahead of us, and you know, luckily we're a fully fit team going into that, and I feel confident.
How pleased are you with the way that your squad has sort of reacted from a really tough fixture list right at the beginning of the season?
I felt I always knew with time that we were going to improve and get better, and that's been evident in our results. Obviously, also getting people fit. Young Jordan Williams, who had a great end to last season, started this season off with a knee injury, so it took some time for him to get up to full fitness. But now that we've got him up to full fitness, he's started to contribute, and that's helped us a long way also with the forwards play. So having a fully fit team and a team that's managed to improve their chemistry, the results are pretty much speak for themselves.
And obviously, ever-present like Tayo putting in some decent performances in recent weeks as well. You've had a few stars that help you along the way, haven't you?
Tayo's been absolutely great, and the fact that he's shooting the ball really well at this point in the season is key, because our three-point shooting hasn't been the best in the league. Quincy Taylor has been a huge find for us. He's probably been our most consistent player this season. He's a guy that's got an engine that goes on and on and on. For the full 40 minutes. So I don't really like to single out certain individuals, but I would have to say, you know, Tayo and Quincy have probably been our kind of mainstay, and the two guys that help to keep everybody focused.
You constantly have to remould your squad. It's happened over the years now. Is it consistency? Is that what you crave now?
That's the biggest word. That's the word that we band around time and time again, which is just consistency. And when you're young, you don't know whether they're consistently going to be up for the game, whether they're consistently going to shoot the ball really well. But consistency is what we're aiming for, and that comes with guys creating chemistry and being together for a long time. So one of the biggest aims for this season is trying to hold on to a big chunk of the guys. And a lot of that comes down to, obviously, budget and trying to keep them together. Part of it also comes on how ambitious they are in terms of they might get bigger contract offers elsewhere. But it's a good group of guys. They love Surrey. And so that's in our favour also, that hopefully we'll be able to retain a big chunk of them.
What about the Scorchers franchise? I mean, it's changed we've chatted to you under three or four different guises, but now do you sense a feeling of this Scorchers, I don't like the word brand, but as a franchise and as a team, as an entity, are you starting to see that build?
Yes, I think the way we went about it this time around has been brilliant in that we've involved a lot of the local clubs around the area. So, you've got Woking Blackhawks, Surrey Rams, from across the road, you've got Bracknell Cobras. So we've got a lot of affiliate clubs that are part of it, and we're all working together. So like you said, probably the Surrey Scorchers brand is one that all of them can associate with and feel part of, rather than us being isolated as just being the Surrey Scorchers. And I think those local teams supporting us makes a big difference in what our game attendances have been, because they're sending their kids to the games. And I think that we've continued to grow. We've got little junior sessions that are well attended. Our camps are well attended. So we're doing pretty good in that area. So I feel that the Scorch is now becoming something that we don't really need to look over our shoulders all the time and be like, is it going to be there next year? Because it is bringing the fans into, and hopefully drawing a couple more sponsors and so forth means it will have the stability to grow.
And just finally, going to these games, how confident are you in your players that they can deliver that top eight finish come the end of the season?
The funny part for me is I'm always ready and I'm confident. But as I always say, I don't have to play. The tough part of being a coach is, when we win, players are absolutely amazing. When we lose, the coach is doing something wrong. And with time, I've learned that. But I know that if we play to our best of our ability, we're capable of competing with absolutely every team in this league. We've got six games to go. We're probably going to need about maybe four out of six to make the playoffs. And I think that my guys are good enough to do that.